Thank you. So today's class is given by His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisance to all your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much Prabhuji for giving us your time and valuable association. Today's topic is Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 21, Verse 42 onwards. Thank you very much Prabhuji. Please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 21 and verse number 42 onwards. ये अर्थ मध्यमा सुना बुदा अर्थ अराम तिना अवेश स्थाना कृष्णेरे शास्त्रिक्याति यारा. Translation interpreted by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. This is the middle meaning. Now please hear the confidential meaning. Lord Krishna has three places of residence which are well known from the revealed scriptures, purport. Krishna has three abodes. His internal abode, Golok Vrindavan, his intermediate abode, spiritual sky, and his external abode, this is material world. Antata Puram Goloka Sri Vrindavanam Yaha Nitya Sthiti Mata Pita Bandhuganam. The internal abode is called Goloka Vrindavan. It is there that Lord Krishna's personal friends, associate, father and mother live. Text number 44. Madhurya Swarya Madhurya Kripati Bandara Bandara Yoga Maya Dashi Yaha Rasa Vilasara. Translation. Vrindavan is the storehouse of Krishna's mercy and the sweet opulence of conjugal love. That is where the spiritual energy working as a maid servant exhibits the rasa dance, the quintessence essence of all pastime. Karuna Nikumba Komalen Madhurya Ishwara Vishesha Salinim Jayati Vrajaraja Nandane Nahi Chinta Kaneka Bhagavatinam. Vrindavan Dham is very soft due to the mercy of Supreme Lord, and it is especially opulent due to the conjugal love. The transcendental glories of son of Maharaj Nanda are exhibited here. Under the circumstances, not the least anxiety is awakened within us. Text number 46. The Ratale Paryoma Vishnu Loka Nama Narayanadi Ananta Swarupere Daman. Translation. Below the Vrindavan planet is the spiritual sky, which is known as Vishnu Loka. In Vishnu Loka, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets controlled by Narayana and innumerable other expansion of Krishna. Madhyame Avasha Krishnera Tad Aishwarya Bandara Ananta Swarupe Yaha Karene Vira. Translation. The spiritual sky, which is full of all opulence, six opulences, is the intermediate residence of Lord Krishna. It is there that an unlimited number of forms of Krishna enjoy their pastimes. Antara Vaikuntayaha Bandara Kotharin Pari Sada Gane Sada Aishwarya Chebarin. Innumerable Vaikuntha planets, which are just like different rooms of treasure houses, are all there, filled with the all opulences. Those unlimited planets, house of the Lord's eternal associate, who is also enriched with six opulences. Goloka namni nijadamni talesha tasya devi mahesha haridama suteshu teshu tete prabhavani charya vitaschayena govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Below the planet named Goloka Vrindavan are the planets as they Devi Dhamma, Mahesh Dhamma and Hari Dhamma. These are opulent in different ways. They are managed by the Supreme Personality Godhead Govinda, the original Lord. I offer my obeisance unto Him. This is a quotation from Brahma Samhita 5.43. Pradana Parama Vihumana Antare Virajanadim Vedanga Seda Janita Estayo Yepa Prasharvita Subham. Between the spiritual and the material world is the body of water known as river Viraja. This water is generated from the bodily perspiration of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, who is known as Vedanga. Thus, the river flows. The verse and the following words are from the Padma Purana 51. Tasya pare paravyoma traipadbhutam sanatanam amritam shashvatam nityam anantam paramam padam. Beyond the river Viraja is the spiritual nature, which is indestructible, eternal, inexhaustible and uninhibited. It is the supreme abode, consists of 3/4 of Lord opulences. It is known as Paravyoma, the spiritual sky. Purport. In the spiritual sky, there are neither anxiety nor fear. It is eternally existing and it consists of 3/4 of Lord's energy. The material world is an exhibition of only 1/4 of Lord's energy. Therefore, it is called Ekapada Vibhuti. 52. Taratale Bahi Vaiyavasha Vrajere Param Virajere Param Ananta Brahmanda Yaha Kutarya Param. On the other side of the river Viraja is the external abode, which is full of unlimited universe, each containing unlimited atmosphere. Devidama Namatara Jivayara Vashi Jagal Lakshmi Raki Rahe Yaha Maya Dasi. Translation. The abode of the external energy is called Devidama, and its inhabitants are the conditioned soul. It is there the material energy Durga resides with many opulent maid servants. Because he wants to enjoy the material energy, the conditioned soul is allowed to reside in Devidama, the external energy, where Goddess Durga carries out the orders of Supreme Lord as his maid servant. The material energy is called Jagal Lakshmi, because she protects the bewildered conditioned souls. Goddess Durga is therefore known as the material mother, and Lord Shiva, her husband, is known as material father. Goddess Durga is also named in the material world is like a big port where the conditioned soul is placed under care. For material facilities, the conditioned soul tries to please Goddess Durga, and Mother Durga supplies all kinds of material facilities. Because of this, the conditioned soul are eluded and do not wish to leave the external energy. Consequently, they are continuously making plans to live here peacefully and happily, since such is the material world. Yetina Damere Haya Krishna Adishwaram Goloka Parayoma Prakatira Param. Krishna is the supreme proprietor of all dhammas, including Golok Dhamma, Vaikunth Dhamma, and Devi Dhamma. The Parayoma and Golok Dhamma are beyond Devi Dhamma. This is material world. When a living entity is liberated from Devi Dhamma but does not know the opulence of Hari Dhamma, he is placed in Mahesh Dhamma, which is between the two dhammas. The liberated soul does not get an opportunity to serve the Supreme Personality of the Godhead here. Therefore, although the Mahesh Dhamma is the Lord Shiva's Dhamma and above Devi Dhamma, it is not spiritual world. The spiritual world begins with Hari Dhamma or Vaikuntha Loka. Chit Shakti Vibhuti Dhamma Tripat Aishwarya Nama Maika Vibhuti Yekapada Abhidhanam. The spiritual world is considered to be 3/4 of the energy of the opulence of Supreme Personality, the Godhead, whereas the material world is the only 1/4 of that energy. That is our understanding. Haridama, Parayoma and Golok Vrindavan are beyond the material cosmic manifestation. They are celebrated as 3/4 of the Lord energy. The material world, conducted by the Supreme Lord's external energy, is called Devi Dhamma and the manifestation of 1/4 of his energy. Traipade vibhute dhamma त्रैताद्भुतं हि तत्पदं विभूतिर्मायिका सर्वप्रोक्तपदात्मिकायत. Because it consists of three-fourths of Lord energy, the spiritual world is also called Tripad Bhuta, a manifestation of one-fourth of the Lord's energy. The material is also called Ekapada. The verse is found in Lagu Bhagavatamrita. Tripade Vibhuti Krishnere Vakya Gochara Ekapada Vibhutire Sunaha Vistaram. The three-fourths of the Lord's energy is beyond our speaking power. Let us therefore hear elaborately about the remaining one-fourth of His energy. Antara Brahma Dera Yata Brahma Rudra Gana Chiraloka Pala Sabde Tahara Ganana. Actually, it is difficult to ascertain the number of universes. Every universe has its separate Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, who is also known as permanent governors. Therefore, there is also no counting them. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva called Chira Loka Pala, permanent governors. This means that they govern the affairs of the universe from the beginning of the creation to the end. In the next creation, the same living entity may not be present, but because Brahma and Shiva are existing from the beginning to end, they are also called Chira Loka Pala, permanent governors. Lokapala means predominating deities. There are eight predominating deities of the prominent heavenly planets, and they are Indra, Agni, Yama, Varuna, Niruti, Nirti, Vayu, Kuvera, and Shiva. Ekadini Dwarkere Krishna Deki Bare Brahma Aila Dwara Pala Janaila Krishna. Once when Krishna was ruling Dwarka, Lord Brahma came to see him, and the doorman immediately informed Lord Krishna, Brahma, seven years. Krishna kahine kon Brahma, ki nama tahare, dwari ashi brahme re puche arabara. When Krishna was so informed, he immediately asked the doorman, which Brahma, what is his name? The doorman therefore revered the question of Lord Brahma. From this verse, we can understand that Brahma is the name of the post, and the person occupying the post has a particular name also. From the Bhagavad Gita, Imam Vivashvate Yogam, Vivaswan is the name of the present predominant deity of the sun. He is generally called Surya, the sun god, but is also his own particular name. The governor of the state is generally known as Rajapala, but he is also has his own individual name. Since there are hundreds of thousands of Brahmas within the different names, Krishna wanted to know which of them to come to see him. Vishmite hona Brahma dwar ke kahila kahe gyas sanaka pita chaturmukha ilam. When the doorman asked which Brahma, Lord Brahma was surprised. He told the doorman, please go and inform Lord Krishna that I am the four-headed Brahma, which is father of four Kumara. 62. Krishna jane ne dwari Brahma rilane gila Krishna re charane Brahma dandavat kaila. The doorman then informed Lord Krishna and Lord Brahma's description, and Lord Krishna gave him permission to enter. The doorman escorted Lord Brahma in. And as soon as Brahma saw Lord Krishna, he offered obeisance to his lotus feet. Krishna manya puja kari tanare prasanna kaila ki lagi tumare nihal agamana haila. After being worshipped by Lord Brahma, Lord Krishna also honored him with the suitable words. And then Lord Krishna asked him, why you have come? Brahma kaila tahe pache kari be nivedana. Yeka samshaya mane haya kare chidanam chedanam. Being questioned, Lord Brahma immediately replied, later I will tell you why you have come. Why I have come? First of all, is there doubt in my mind if I wish to kindly dissipate? Kon Brahma puchile tumare kon abhiprayam amabai jagate are kon Brahma hoy. Why did you inquire which Brahma I had come to see? What is the purpose of such inquiry? Is there any other Brahma beside me within this universe? Suniha Shri Krishna Tabe Karilena Dana Asankhya Brahma Ragane Ailatatasa Sanem. Upon hearing this, Sri Krishna smiled and immediately meditated unlimited Brahmas, arrived instantly. Dasa Bisasata Sahasra Ayuta Laksha Vadanam Koti Abhruddha Mukha Karuna. Yeah, Ganana. These Brahmas had different members of some of them are 10, 20, 100, 1,000, 10,000, some of them 100,000 and 10 million, and others said 100 million. No one can count the number of faces they had. Rudragane aila laksha koti vadana, Indragane aila laksha koti naina. There are also around many Lord Shivas and various heads of number of 100,000 and 10 million. Many Indras also arrived, and they had hundreds of thousands of eyes all over their bodies. It is said that Indra, king of heaven, is very lusty. Once he had sexual intercourse with the wife of a great sage, and when the sage learned this, he cursed lusty Indra with the curse of Putveja all over the body. Being very much ashamed, Indra fell down on the lotus feet of the great sage and begged his pardon. Be compassionate, the sage turned the Vajanas into ice. Therefore, Indra possesses hundreds of eyes all over the body, just as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva have many faces. The king of heaven has many eyes. We'll stop here. Verse number 68 was the last. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurum militam ena tasmai shri gurve nama. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamcha Nama Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Nama E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Briye Vancha Kalpataru Bheksha Krapa Sindhubhyayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gopaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Here Krishna Das Kaviraj established that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the avatar, incarnation of God for the age of Kali. The current epoch, which began 5,000 years ago and is characterized by materialism, hypocrisy and dissension. The author also proved that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is identical to Lord Krishna and explained that he descended to liberally grant the fallen souls of this degraded as pure love of God by propagating Sankirtan internal. So here we are, you have been explained what is Krishna's abode, that is Golok Vrindavan. Of course, there is Mathura is there, there is Dwarka is there, there is Vishnu Loka. We know that. Here, that is spiritual sky. There are innumerable, you know, Vishnus are there, innumerable Lakshmis are there. They are all residing and having all the six opulences with them, and the residents also have got most of the opulences with them. So they have their own pastime. But in Golok Vrindavan, we know that Krishna has got his own pastime and it's completely different from what is there in the Vaikuntha Loka. And here again, it is nicely explained why the Viraj River has come out. Viraj River has come out from the Viraj River perspiration. Just we can imagine, just because of the perspiration of the Lord, a whole river can come. And whenever they tears come from there. There are Radha Kunda, Sham Kunda. So many things are coming from there. You know, tears also in Golok Vrindavan. That's the potency of the Lord. It is very difficult to understand the potency of the Lord because one speck of His potency can create, you know, the Mahavishnu lying on the casual ocean also, whenever he exhales, so many university comes out. When he inhales, all the university goes. It is beyond our capacity to understand how much the university can come out within, so much time. And he sleeps for millions of years sometimes. And again, he is manifest and unmanifest. And this is what is that before Sloka is explained. Padmanabha, Shirodhai, Vishnu is all shelters of control of the entire universe. There are nonetheless, but the planetary portion or portion of the planetary portion of Krishna. Just imagine, it's the only planetary portion of Krishna. It is not the full his potency. Here, Krishna cannot show his full potency because it is impossible for us to understand. Again, it is in Bhagavad Gita, it is said that always, Manushyanam sasresho kaschit yatati siddhaye yatata api siddhanam kaschit mamveti tatvata. Out of many thousand among man, one may endeavor for perfection, and those who achieve perfection, hardly one knows means the truth. Shruti smriti puranadi panchara vidim vina haikike hare bhaktir utpattaiva kalpate. Devotion service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literature like the Upanishad, Puranas and Narada Pancharatri is simply an unnecessary disturbance in the Sutra. Atak Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavetrayam Indriya Sivan Mukehi Jivadhu Swayam Eva Spruvati. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for this transcendental loving service unto him. Later in this translation, it is said that how Brahma was bewildered. He bewildered before also, Brahma Vimonliya. Here also he is bewildered. He was thinking that he is the only one Brahma in the creation. But he is not knowing that he is the smallest Brahma, because it is only 4 billion square. He is a Brahma, four-headed. There are millions of headed. So Krishna wanted to show Brahma that you are only the very small in my creation, small Brahma. So he called all the Brahmas who have got thousand millions of heads, because according to their square feet, square miles, the heads also increases. If it is 100 yojanas, 100 miles or trillion miles, they have got trillion heads. So we should understand that Krishna's potency is very, very vast. We cannot fathom it, because unless he shows mercy, he can show. He showed Yashoda also, universe. You know that in this, that universe, she's also been seen. How we can fathom in the small mouth of such a small child can show the universal form, which is, and everyone is there in such a small place. That is his potency. When we wonder, Mahabharata, 64 crores people were fighting each other, such a small Kurukshetra near Delhi. How can it be possible? But Krishna's energy, everything is possible. Because anything Krishna is there, everything is possible. That's why here we show that 1/4 only our material. And that also many, many universes are there. It is not small. It is very big universe, 1/4. And 3/4 is spiritual world. And we can imagine how big must be spiritual world. That's why Krishna always anxious to call us back. When Gop Kumar went to see Krishna in many places, from Dwarka, then Mathura, then he went to Vrindavan. Before that, he went to so many places to see Krishna. And Krishna was waiting for him. And he was embracing and asking Krishna. Krishna was telling him, how much I waited for you. So much I waited. And by the time he embraced him, they both fell unconscious. All the gopis are thinking why they're wasting both of them. Krishna went to unconscious. Of course, Balaram told them to chant the mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then, of course, Krishna came to consciousness and he explained. So Krishna is waiting eagerly for us, very much eagerly for us. It is our foolishness that we want to stay in this material world. It is explained here again, Durga, how she controls, how she filters. She doesn't want any disturbance in, spiritual world. So she filters. It is not easy for us to go back directly to Krishna's abode, because it is very, very pure. There, our senses, we have to control our senses first. We have to behave nicely, etiquette. Everything has to be taught. When we go back, we have been going to take part in Krishna's Leela in some universe. Then only we can go back after, you know, becoming purified. This purity in the material world is not enough for us to go back, got to go back. We have to enter some of the pastimes where we are assisting Radharani or Radharani Sakis, or maybe not servant of the servant of the servant 10 times, 100 times, but we are assisting and we know the mood. In that mood only, we can serve Krishna in the spiritual world. It is not easy to understand Krishna. So here, the pastime of Krishna is telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling how Krishna is there and how is partial, you know, planetary portion and the portion of planetary portion. It is not only planetary portion, it is just portion of planetary portion. Where Mam Vishnu, Garbhodaya Vishnu, Shirodaya Vishnu, we know that, all Garbhodaya Vishnu, all how the material world is. You know, just a glance of and on the Pradhan, its activity started. So he is so powerful. So once we understand this creation, first creation and secondary creation, how Brahma created. So Brahma cannot create himself, cannot do anything unless there is a sanctioning authority. Krishna is always a sanctioning authority, though he may not be part of it. But he wants most of us to come back. But again, the material world, there is, you know, people are going through, they are thinking this is the permanent state. We always tell, this is not our constant portion here. We are Jivere Sorpe, Krishna Renitidas. It is a station, it is not a destination. When we make this world as a destination, we are in trouble, because we are attached to so many times, children, other things, our property, thinking. But all are, even as I'm leaves. So once we know this is a station, we move forward one station. When the train, we travel in the train or in the plane, when we go to the destination, there may be stoppage, one or two. We don't get down from there. We know our destination is Golok Vrindavan. So once we know this, then our chanting will improve, our behavior will improve, our association will improve, our services improve, our devotional services improve. Then we understand why Krishna is after us to come back. Why is giving us so many facilities, like temple, like Guru Maharaj, like, you know, so many acharyas, so many things he is giving us every day, and we can understand this. So this is necessary to understand Brahma is, you know, why Brahma? Because we think we are great because of maybe small opulences we have got in the society, somebody honoring us, somebody respecting us, somebody for some reason. But they say that the greatness of one is only when you put few tears from your eyes. How many hands come and wipe it off? That is your greatness. Otherwise, there is nothing great with us, because all things we got, our opulences, is temporary. So Krishna says here, this is a temporary world. He's, you know, Shiva, Brahma, all are full-time governors. Of course, when annihilation comes, they also, you know, will be annihilated according to their portion of this. Shivas go to Sadashiva and other people, Brahma may be annihilated and another Brahma might come in the next, you know, manifestation. So there are varieties of, you know, work for everyone. You know, presiding deity also, it is mentioned, Vayu, everything, where everyone is, and he is dividing, he is telling us Golok Dhamma and Vaikuntha Dhamma and Devi Dhamma. We are in Devi Dhamma. So, material world is why it is also called is a prison, Durga. Her name is also Durga. So she is the almost controlling power. She has got a controlling power. She got a controlling power from Krishna to control this material world. So once we are too much attached to this material world, what will happen? We think this is a permanent place. We need not go anywhere. We are enjoying. We are enjoying most of the time. So unless this knowledge is given, where we have to go. Otherwise, in some of the religion, they do not know. They explain only hell and heaven. They do not know what is heaven, what is hell, how many cells are there, 32 cells are there, how many different cells, this different punishment is there. They don't understand it because they do not want to go in deep detail. It seems most of the times, one who fears all the time in the life, no? Dying, disease, old age, everything, fear, if the background is most of the time, he must have come from the animal kingdom. Because the animal kingdom is one thing where they always fearful for eating, fearful for you know, sleeping everywhere. They are thinking anyone can attack them. It is true also because they have got limited territory to control. And human being also thinking he can control whole world. But it's foolishness to think that power is there. Nobody has got that power to control everything because only Krishna keeps his power. And of course, his executives are God. Now, here again, Indra was Ahalya and Gautam Rishi's incidents is, you know, told by us how Indra is very lusty nature. He wants to, because when Ahalya was born to Brahma, he called many people. And Indra wanted to marry her also. He has already lusty nature on Ahalya. Mataji. So the opportunity came. Ahalya was laxed without knowing that Indra initially. She came to know, of course. But she also, in her mind, when she was there with Brahma, she was thinking to marry in that, you know, that desire is there. Now, the desire has to be fulfilled because it is there in the... And Indra also has got a desire. So that is fulfilled, but he got a curse from Gautam Rishi because Gautam Rishi is a pure. He knows the both party, Ahalya and Indra, what is their, you know, nature. So he cursed both of them. And here Indra's, you know, that he had so many vaginas on this body. It is then because of compassion of Gautam Rishi, it made it to ice. All over the, how many, you know. We, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami always have more tongue, millions of tongue, to hear only Hare Krishna Mahamantra, taste the name of the Hare Krishna, and he wants more tongue, more ears. Here, because of the curse of Gautam Rishi, Indra got so many eyes, not because he wanted to see. One of the time, Krishna was in Dwarka, and Balaram was there beside him. So, Krishna was, you know, taking the name of gopis many times, and sometimes Arjuna. So he asked, Balarama, why you are taking Arjuna's name? What greatness is got Arjuna? Even Duryodhana also same, because Balarama always likes Duryodhana. So Krishna said, okay, we will test both of them. We will call both of them and see who is great. So they called Arjuna and Duryodhana. Have been called. Then Krishna said, unfortunately, by the time you came, you are blind and you cannot do anything. Now I will give the choice to you, both of you. You can take one of the things. You can be very famous in this world. Very famous. Or you can get the eyesight. Which one you want? Both you cannot get. So he asked Arjuna as usual. Arjuna said, I want the eyes. What is the use of that greatness? What I have to do? I have to see. Whom I have to see? That is you only. And Duryodhana, when they asked, he said, I don't mind become blind. He was father also blind. We know Dhritarashtra. I don't mind. But I want every respect of the whole world. Everyone should respect me. Oh, great Duryodhana. And don't mind being blind. So what is difference between two? Arjuna wants to see Krishna, his friend, and he is the master, spiritual master, Supreme Personality of God. And here, Duryodhana wants himself to be famous. He should be worshipped by others. This is demonic quality of people. They want to be worshipped. They want to be praised by. We know that Indra never wants Ayati to come to Indralok. So he made a plan. He was always, no? So those who qualify to become Indra, they can go to Swargalok. I mean, Indralok they can go. But he went there. The problem with Ayati, he was tricked by Indras, you know, for either other demigods. They were asking him again and again. what you have done, how you can come to Indralok so soon. So he was explaining to them, so I did that, I built that, I helped them, I conquered them, I arranged so many yajnas, so many sacrifice, horse sacrifice, everything. He was gone boasting himself. When he started boasting himself in Indralok, if you started boasting yourself, your punya will sheena, means your pious activities become less and less. By the time he finished glorifying himself, what happened? All his, you know, pious activity, he has to be kicked out from the that level. So we should know that glorifying ourselves has got no meaning. One of the time, Arjuna went to, you know, see Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira was almost defeated by Karna and he was coming. Arjuna was worried what happened to Yudhishthira. So he went there. Yudhishthira was, you know, blaspheming Arjuna. Why you came? What is your Gandiva? So Arjuna said, Arjuna has taken a oath. Arjuna has so many, you know, many times he takes a oath without understanding anything. So he was taking oath. Anybody tells against my Gandiva, I'll kill. So he about to kill, you know, Yudhishthira. And Krishna said, I got a solution for that also. Don't worry. So he said, you just blaspheme Yudhishthira. So he started blaspheming. You are, because of you, we are suffering. Because of you, Draupadi is suffering. You are useless. You don't know what it is. So much blaspheming Arjuna did. So then after blaspheming, Arjuna thought, my brother is such a Dharmaraj. He follows everything ritual. Very nice. He's honored by many demigods, everyone, Krishna also. I should not leave. I should suicide. So Krishna said, I got solution for that also. You start boasting yourself. So Arjuna boasted himself. I am such a Maharathi. I defeated all these people, everything. So here, why we are telling this? Because Brahma thinks he is the only one. Because everyone worshipping Brahma. Here also, Krishna gives him the vision. Krishna gives him the vision. That is, you are not. You are the very small. So we should understand we are the most insignificant. One of the time, Prabhupada was telling. Someone was telling, I am insignificant. So Prabhupada said to him, you are not insignificant, you are nothing. So when Dhananjaya, through Jayapataka Maharaj, what happened? They were invited by Sridhar Swami Smart in Navadvip. So they didn't inform Prabhupada and they all went. And Prabhupada was surprised. Nobody is seen here. And after returning, he asked them. So they took prasad also in that God Brothers. And so he asked them, why? Where you went? They explained, we went to see the Swamis. So he said, why didn't you tell me before going? So he was a little upset. So he called Jayapataka Maharaj in room and told him, this is not right. All the local Bengalis in Navadvip think that you are foreigners have come due to the preaching effort of Sridhar Swami Maharaj. But he never preached in the West. I preached in the West and all of you have come because of me. But he is getting the publicity. You have to be very careful in your dealings with my God brother. They will take advantage. They will take all the credit and they don't deserve the credit. Because Prabhupada was in New York. He was writing letters to all these God brothers. Please help me to establish these movements. There is so much vast, you know, necessary. People are necessary here. So you help us and send some people also. Because advantage is what? Because here, Krishna consciousness is not there. We can spread easily and people are ready to follow us. But nobody helped Krishna. Prabhupada single-handed because he was, you know, helped by Krishna and his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he could develop his con. So he was having that, you know, whatever he does, and they get the credit because of this white elephant who he brought from America and other places. So he called them white elephants because they are so innocent. They were thinking everyone is like Srila Prabhupada. They do not understand that these people are taking advantage of this. People, because they think foreigners are our disciples, then I am great. There is nothing. Krishna, Prabhupada never taken credit for himself for anything. He is always used to give to Krishna and his spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So our mood also should be like that. We should never get any credit, though we may know something. That is also a fraction. We may not be knowing everything. But that's why when we think we know and we try to take the credit of it, then you know, someone will. So here, again, Prabhupada was looking at Roman wall and some other Roman ruins and commented, the Vedic civilization spread at Rome. The Roman style of architecture is found in the Vedic civilization. So how Prabhupada always to connect anything he see to Krishna and Vedic literature. So how Krishna consciousness can solve all the problems in the world. Every morning he should ask to bring all the sorts of problems to him and he would solve them through Krishna consciousness. In 74, there was oil embargo going on. Prabhupada said that time also that the solution can be one thing. We can use bullock cart, horse carriage and walking. That's usually because by walking, by going in the cart and other things, we get enough exercise. Now what will happen? They started all these yoga studios and they started YMC, all these things. And, you know, you do exercise. Just like we were telling before also, in the olden days, people used to go by cycle. Because one of the, you know, Brahmachari used to travel in the bus. So there were so many, you know, he was coming from the rich culture family. So he was going to college and in the bus, you know, young boys and they were, you know, talking comments on girls, everything. They were laughing, all these things. He didn't like this. He started going 12 miles by bicycle because he doesn't want that association. So because of the culture and value, he used to cycling. In the village also, most of the time, people will walk or take a cycle, bicycle. It gives enough exercise for them. Here now, what the people do, they will go in Mercedes or some big car and they go to that, you know, and they do cycling there. They don't know much about that. So we should understand that this Vedic literature, Vedic conception, Vedic understanding, Prabhupada is again and again telling, these modes of transport have been around since some time immemorial. Krishna never took, when he was to go to herd the cows, he didn't take the any, you know, horse carriage or anything like that, bulls. He used to walk miles to miles together. And they used to have everything. So here also, we have got some sannyasis, they walk miles together. But Winga Maharaj, so he is known as walking monk. So he gets enough exercise, not that we cannot do that. However, maybe we are working, we need some transport, everything is okay in that one. But we have to take in some, you know, time. They say that we have to read enough books, we have to chant enough rounds, then we have to do enough exercise, then we have to do other devotion service also. This goes hand in hand. We cannot neglect anything out of it. Once we neglect, we become lethargic. So, when we say Krishna is always reciprocating. One of the time he wanted, you know, his friend, like Sudama, he had one more friend. So he was asking Krishna, show me your potencies. So Krishna said, Markandeya, you know, Rishi also wanted to see, Shiva also wanted to see. They were all, you know, almost baffled by the potency. He doesn't want to show. Then he was insisting, that friend. So he said, okay, we will enter this river for 2 minutes. Not more than 2 minutes. After 2 minutes, we'll come back. So they went inside. All of a sudden, I don't know his name. It starts from here. He's like Sudama only, Shreya, something. So he went inside and he went to a kingdom. And he was, you know, become a big man there. Invited in there. He got married. And married, after married, of 5 years, what happened? After 5 years, he got, you know, his wife got some disease and she died. And the system of that capital was the, like Sati, the husband has to enter in the fire. So he was in dilemma now, what to do. He said, okay, give me 2 minutes. So I will go and take bath and come. So he entered the same river again and Krishna was there. So he came to know what is the potential of Krishna, how Krishna is so powerful. Within 2 minutes he can, you know, take, and you know that gopis also, when they have rasa dance, he can make whole 1 day of Brahma into that whole night, one night. So his potency is beyond our, you know, capacity to understand that. That's why we should understand this Golok, Vrindavan, everything is difficult to understand. We have to go there and understand what is real there. That's what Krishna wants us to do there. That's what Rupa Sanatana Goswami, Six Goswami is asking us. Yuganath Goswami, just such a rich man, want to run, and is always running, you know, to reach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. That shows his, you know, inclination. Our inclination may be, you know, karma mikshita bhakti. So we should do, we should avoid all these things, karma mikshita bhakti, and we have to come to the stage of pure devotion service. And anathanivit should go from us, and we have to have a nishta and, you know, ruchi and other things to come. It will come once we are decided. Once we decide to go back to Godhead. I will stop here. I have to end the class early. I'm sorry for that because I got service now at 11:10. Any questions are there? You can ask.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a very, very enlightening class. You covered so many verses today. I just wanted to confirm from you, Prabhuji, you covered till 69, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, 69.
Thank you very much. If anybody has any questions, please go ahead. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam to your
Srila Prabhupada Gurudev
Ki Jai. Thank you very much for this.
If you
don't put
your mind to Krishna, you will go back to Godhead. If you give me, you may come down with me to hell. Don't do that.
Dandavat Pranam Prabhu. Thank you very much for your assistance.
Hare Krishna Mataji, can we stop here because I have to go for some, you know, I have to
Aarti. Yes, thank you very much.
I'm sorry for that. 5 minutes earlier I stopped today.